Heavenly Father, we come to you today again and praise you and thank you for the great God you are. We just are amazed at all the blessings you pour out upon us. Thank you for this country we live in. We thank you for this area of the country we live in. Just pray, God, that you would help us and give us wisdom as we govern here, that we'd be able to do a great job of keeping this country the way it is. We pray, God, that you would just be with those who might need your helping hand, your healing hand, and just lift them up to you. Pray that you would be with them. Pray, God, that you just give us wisdom again today. And these things we ask in your Son's name.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, you will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, June 6, 2016, 9:01 a.m. Do we have any commission remarks? Or it looks like no public comment. Commission remarks?
Well, I've got something to always say, but anyway. Probably more than any other thing, as far as phone calls in the last week or so, is concerning PSR request. And the fact that sometimes there are legal issues that are being discussed that PSR request can't be released for some reason or another. But it's the will of this commission and this commissioner that the transparency of the county commission and the county works be always fulfilled. And there are statutes that require that after 72 hours or something like that, information that, if it's public information, be released. And I think that we need to release what the public has asked for. And if there's some legal interpretation that comes into the thing, I think it's still the job of this commission to make sure that those things are released to the public after the 72 hours. And that's my comment on PSR request. It's kind of a difficult situation, commissioners, when we have attorneys that give us one opinion, and we have somebody else that would give us another opinion. So the statutes are clear about releasing those, and it's up to the clerk to release the proper documentation to those. So I don't know of anything else that I'd have for commission remarks here this morning.
Do you want me to respond, Mike? I know I've responded by email, so.
Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 440992 through 441038. Warrants 6524 through 6526. There are no journal entries or transfers.
I'll second the motion. There's a change in one of the checks. There's a check in there made out to an individual instead of a company. And
I didn't write the check number down, and I should have, Brandon. Yes, and that check number needs to be made out to who the bid was given to the county, but by, and it wasn't the, this is the owner of the company now, but it's not who the bid was made out to.
We'll let them sort that out.
That's off the letter that I sent upstairs when I passed my paper request to please make Jack Cable the Foreman's Enterprise LLC.
Yeah.
So that's who the checks.
Yeah.
You want to rescind your second, Jane?
Well, I'll send myself. How do you want to do that? I'll send a second, and then you...
Let's hold that check.
Hold that check.
That's the number. 441-000. So you want to rescind your second, Danny?
Yes, I do.
I'll amend my motion to hold check number 441-000.
Now, I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Myself. We got that all straightened out there. And
yep. All right. Approval of previous minutes and executive session minutes for May 31st and June 1st, 2016. And I think there's we're going to amend May 31st.
Yes, there's a vote in there that was made while I was out of the room. It says I voted for it and I wasn't present, and that needs to be changed in the minutes. So, can we make a motion with corrections? I marked through it in our copy that we read there, Mike. And
okay.
Wrote absent on there, so I'm going to make a motion that we approve the regular session and executive session minutes for May the 31st and June the 1st with corrections.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for patrol car vehicular repeaters.
Jimmy, this has already been voted on. It's
right.
What I haven't figured out is this one says agreement. Other times we have contract. Wrote on a contract for patrol crawl vehicles. Is this something different, or is this just wrote on here this way?
This is from Frank and Ron.
Okay.
This is the actual agreement. We've already awarded the.
We've already awarded the bid.
Yeah, this is just the agreement.
And this is the agreement for it.
Right. Now, the difference maybe is this a sole source?
No.
This wasn't the sole source, but...
No, this was a bid that we done.
Okay. You want to go ahead and make that motion, Brandon, or you... It didn't make me any difference on it. Motion to approve the agreement for the patrol car vehicular repeaters. That's the way it's listed on here. That's my motion.
You want to put by in between who the company is?
I was reading that. I don't know. Between Taney County and...
Radio Phone Engineering.
Radio Phone Engineering Incorporated.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I just, that's the only question I had about it. It's, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Let's see. City of Rockaway Beach funding agreement for wastewater emergency improvement project.
Good morning.
Morning.
Back in November, when all this began, we were getting numerous odor complaints from the citizens that live down in the subdivision area around the treatment plant. And on inspection of the plant, you know, the facility was just, it was horrid what was going on down there with the facility. And that led to a lot of discussion with the county commission level and with the city of Rockaway Beach on how to get things under control. Since that time, the city has changed contract operators. They now have Ozarks Environmental Services. Rick Helms here is manager with that company, now is on board, and they have made tremendous strides forward in getting the treatment plant situation turned around down there. During some of those meetings, Commissioner Strahan had asked for a list of items that could be done to the plant, equipment, other services, and asked that the city compile that listing and present that back to the county commission. That list has been compiled. It was compiled by Mr. Helms, his oversight, along with engineering firms providing their assistance in looking at what the needs of the wastewater facility would be. With Algar Martin and with Toth and Associates. And the city is here today. They have put a funding agreement together, a funding agreement request. And basically what they're doing is that the request is for emergency upgrades, repairs, and improvements that the city feels is necessary to return the facility to a condition in which the facility can operate in compliance with permit limits, operate in a manner that does not present a continuing odor nuisance in the immediate area of the facility and does not threaten the water quality of Bull Creek and Lake Taney Como. And attached to the funding agreement is Exhibit 1, which outlines those things that the engineers and Mr. Helms feel are necessary to be done down at the facility to accomplish this. The amount being requested through the funding agreement is $137,000, $137,797.85. This amount is based on equipment and labor cost information provided by Mr. Rick Helms with Ozarks Environmental Services. The city is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until November 30th, 2016 to allow sufficient time for the procurement and installation of the new equipment, make repairs to the existing equipment and treatment system components, and allow time for the approval process. The upgrades proposed to be addressed through this funding agreement will expand the facility's capabilities to the limits of the existing infrastructure. According to the engineers, these upgrades will meet the facility's future treatment needs. Main part of this upgrade is new blowers and blower motors to provide more air to the treatment process and what's now being created. Right now they're having to use all three blowers that are at the facility. That plant should operate with one blower per basin, providing enough air for that specific basin, with another blower that's there for to be used in case one of the other blowers should fail. But they're having to use all three. But that's the biggest part of that. And according to the engineers, when the Venice on the Lake project comes on board, this new blower upgrade should provide ample air to facilitate.